Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
everybody. It's 6:06 out there in Silicon Valley. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. It's your hip-hop informer, that dude TM Hyman. Welcome to the show. It's the Friday Night Cypher. You are inside the cypher, February 3rd, 2012. Tonight we have a special guest, artist, writer, producer, Paris Toon, stopping past to hang out with us. He'll introduce his oh-so-smooth soul jazz sound. I would say it's like a smooth jazz, but it's more so like soul, soul R&B. We're calling it soul jazz. He'll introduce his project to you tonight, and you can talk to him live. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. But first, we're going to get to the Angels, all the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening, good people. How are you this Friday?
What's cracking? All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Domare. Welcome to the show.
Pineapples, good evening, everybody.
Chia, I'm coming to you live from Tampa tonight. Hey, let's jump right to it. He is a Billboard award-winning lyricist. He has a new project that just hit, and he's here to introduce his smooth soul jazz sound to us. Welcome our friend Paris Toon to the show. Good evening, sir. Welcome to the show. Thanks for stopping
by.
Hey,
man. Thank you for having me.
Hey, absolutely, man. You are inside the Friday Night Cypher where we feature the best in untapped talent, but I'm not sure you're untapped at all, man. You've done a lot in a short period of, well, maybe not a short period of time, but you've done a lot nevertheless. Introduce yourself officially, man, and let us know what's going on in your world.
I just released my album, Baptism by Fire. It was actually released digitally to test the market back in September. And we just actually released the physical CDs in January. And Brooklyn Baby has gotten a little bit of buzz throughout the radio and now also possibly going to be in some films. And we're getting ready to drop our second single. But, you know, I've been in the game for a minute now. I actually retired for about 5 years and decided to do another record. And I wasn't expecting, you know, to kind of get the buzz that we've been getting off of this record. But it's been a blessing. So, you know, and the other thing is, you know, the marketing, they're doing the soul jazz thing because we're actually playing some jazz chords. But, you know, don't get it twisted. I'm from hip-hop, and it's R&B soul. But because we're doing a little bit of jazz chords, they're, you know, and the jazz heads are kind of buying the record, they've been calling it soul jazz. But it's actually soul R&B. You had it right.
So I'm glad you said that, man, because, one, I tell you, I like the sound, and I'm excited to share you know, the sound with our audience tonight. But I'm glad you just said it because it was definitely hip-hop to me. It was R&B to me. You know, it was soul. You know, it was some of all of that. But to say just soul jazz, I think that's limiting the sound just a tad bit. So I'm glad you just said that. Man, how long have you been doing this music thing? It seems to have gone back far. I'm looking at some of your influences, you know, which I'm glad, again, it's a mixture. You know, one of my favorites, it's from Rakim, you know, to Curtis Mayfield. You know, tell us about some other influences and how you kind of created your sound. We're going to get into one of your joints here in a minute.
Okay, cool. You know, when I was young, you know, young buck back in the day, hip-hop, you know, was my life. I was a, you know, young teenager, and, you know, I was producing hip-hop. And when I first heard Rakim, I was too young to get in the clubs, but I used to sneak in. And when I first heard, you know, Rakim's record, I just could not believe, you know, the lyrical style he had and the flow. And so lyrically, you know, I was never an MC, but I was a producer, and I used to write songs, and I just loved his flow. And when I heard Prince for the first time, that's when I knew that I wanted to, you know, be a musician. I just liked the vibe of him doing whatever it was that, you know, that he was doing, totally different than everybody else. And so when I started to get into R&B soul, it was because of an artist named Omar. I was actually a ghost producer, and I had a lot of hit records that I'm not allowed to speak on because of, you know, contractual obligations that I had when I sold my tracks. But it was I heard Omar, I decided that this is what I want to do. And they kind of, you know, came up with the name Neo Soul, and so then I kind of went into the Neo Soul genre. But hip-hop, was always, you know, dear to my heart, and that's where I, you know, I first started. And I decided that if I use musicians, I could actually create musicianship, but also still have the EQing and the loop feel of live instrumentation. So EQing my drums and my bass sounds, you know, that was going to be one of the things that separated me from the regular neo-soul producers and neo-soul artists in my mind. And so that's when I started, you know, I put the band together, Mother's Favorite Child. And so we basically, you know, truly try to come up with an organic sound. Then lyrically, I always think of Prince and Rakim when I'm writing vocals. And so that's kind of like my influences were Prince, Rakim, Curtis Mayfield, Simon Stone, you know, Stevie Wonder, Donny Hathaway, all the big cats from back in the day, you know. I really wasn't inspired that much in the 90s or, you know, even in 2000 by a lot of the artists, except for maybe Omar was a big influence in me because he kind of changed the game for me and D'Angelo.
Right. The Baptism by Fire, the title, how did that come about?
I was actually going through some personal things. I was going through a divorce. I'm a single parent now, and so it seemed like my whole life, you know, had changed. I was a very successful entrepreneur. I own a marketing company, and I had actually, you know, taken time off from music. And when you're going through something as emotional as I was going through with, you know, my dad being sick or, you know, going through a divorce and having to deal with your future changing, I reverted back to what was comfortable for me. And what was comfortable for me was picking up a pen and a notebook and starting to write, you know, what I was feeling. And I never really intended it to be an album. And so I felt like, you know, this rebirth was truly like having to go through fire. You know, I had to go through this horrible, dark, you know, emotions and time in order to find myself again, to, you know, bring back that, you know, that swag that I used to have and that confidence. And so I thought for the title of the album should be Baptism by Fire, because it truly was like, you know, having to go through hell to get a new birth. And that's how I came up with the title.
Folks, if you just tuned into the show, you're in tune to the Friday Night Cypher this Friday, February 3rd. You're hanging out with Paris Toon, producer, lyricist, composer. He has a new project out right now. It's called Baptism by Fire. This is the intro track. We're going to come right back after this just to give you a little snippet, more of Paris Toon. This is called For You, I Will. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher, TM Hyman Radio Live. Radio Live, Paris Toon, that joint right there is called For You. Man, smooth sounds. You say you were going through a divorce. out who it, the sound is unique. And I was trying to figure out who, and so it is a brown sugar type of feel. That's not D'Angelo clearly, but you know it has that brown sugar soul feel. I like that.
Yeah, thank you. On that particular track, it was kind of like when I was working on the album, I was actually just going to, I was just doing some songs, you know, for myself while I was recording the Mother's Favorite Child album. And so I basically had an EP, and they told me, you know, the industry is, no, you can't just release the EP because then it's just going to be considered a demo. You got to release it, excuse me, you got to release at least 10 songs. And so I had thrown on some bonus tracks, and that was just one of those tracks where I just wanted to do something that was kind of like a little bit laid back and, you know, that, you know, kind of the tradition of when I was originally doing hip hop and then transcending into that neo soul. And, you know, the inspirations back then were Omar and D'Angelo and Maxwell. And that song there is actually an old, you know, old lyrics that I wrote a long time ago. And so that's why it's on that kind of a vibe, because when I wrote it, I was on that, you know, trying to morph into my own sound. So I put it on there as an interlude, you know, on the EP.
No, absolutely. And again, that was very brief because it is, in fact, the intro track to the project, again, Baptism by Fire. We have a couple more tracks that we're going to get into tonight. But again, I don't want to, you know, take over. I want to introduce the ladies to the show. Again, Toya Live out of Newark, Delaware. Dee Dee Live out of Chesapeake.
Harris, love the intro. So I can't wait to hear some of the other tracks. Now, you already told us where you drew your inspiration to write for your album, but when you're writing for other artists, how do you come up with a concept? Do you usually work with the artist, or do you bring the song and the lyrics to the table? And then the artist can, I guess, play off of that if they want to add, subtract. But how do you write for other people?
I do it both ways. You know, collaborations. I believe in collaborations. I didn't want to be that producer that everybody comes to and I just give them my sound, you know, because my sound, you know, is my sound. And so I like it when people come to the table and we can collaborate, because then it becomes our sound, which then becomes unique to anybody else's sound. So sometimes I'll give a track to somebody and it, as is the lyrics, the melody, the music, because it fits, you know, their artistry. Other times I'll, you know, I'll give somebody lyrics and say, go ahead and create your own melody. When you get the melody in order, come to me and I'll get the chords and the beats in order, so that this way it morphs into a true collaboration. I'm starting to get a lot of calls for remixes, like I'm doing a remix for Esperanza Spalding. So that's kind of interesting because now I'm allowed to do my sound on her stuff. So it just depends on the artist and where I am, you know, at the moment. I can only write one thing. So if somebody says, you know, we need you to write, you know, a song for, you know, a movie where there's going to be lots of rain, I don't know how to do that. You know, my thing is, well, I'll look in my vault and see if I get anything that's talking about rain, but I can't just, you know, I'm not a work for hire. I write basically only what I'm feeling. So when you hear one of my songs or one of my tracks, I went through that. It's not like I'm just doing it because I was inspired to come up with some kind of hook. That's not how I write. So, you know, that's kind of like where the inspiration comes from, real moments. And then as far as artists, if they need something, I'll do what I can for them. And then if they come up with something that, you know, inspires me to then come up with some music or help them with the melody. So it's both, you know. It can be either or.
You worked with a lot of artists, in including, I know you've done a lot of, well, there's a serious influence there with Mother's Favorite Child. How did that relationship come about?
Originally, I was trying to put together a compilation record. I wanted to showcase my lyrics and my music, and I wanted to use musicians. So I got together with a lot of different musicians, and they were playing on the record. And once they started to hear how the record was coming out, they said, man, you need to make this a band. And so at the time, there was no name or anything. And so I said, for real? They're like, yeah, we'd like to tour and do shows with this music. You know, let's put a band together. And that's kind of how Spirit Child, you know, was born. You know, we were in Brooklyn and you know, I was writing all these songs and they were in the studio recording. And that was the beginning of Mother's Favorite Child. And then from there, you know, other artists started covering, you know, our material. And then sort of asking us to produce songs for them. And, you know, that's kind of, that was the beginning of how Mother Spirit Child was born. It was really just me trying to do a compilation record and getting artists to replay what I had programmed, and it became a band.
If someone wanted to do some work with you, Paris, how could they contact you? If someone wanted to follow you, how can we follow you?
They can go to paristune.com, my website, or they can hit me up on Facebook, you know, either through my personal page or, you know, my band page. And just, you know, basically hit me up, send me some links to what they have, and it's based on scheduling and inspiration. We could certainly possibly work together. So if they go to paristune.com or mothersfavoritechild.com, or they just hit me up on Facebook, I think it's facebook.com/ptune. I'm not really sure, but if you just put my name in the search, I'll come up there.
It's spelled P-A-R-I-S, Paris, T-O-O-N, Tune, Paris Tune. This joint right here is called Brooklyn, baby. Anything Brooklyn, I dig it. But this track right here, it rocks. Paris Tune, Brooklyn, baby, TM Honor Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Like she could use the rescue from a friend. Now she was in no way in any kind of danger.
How much flattery can a female pay
from strangers on the make?
Strangers on the make.
Now how should I approach her without sounding like the rest?
They say the best policy is honesty,
but her beauty overwhelmed me. What she possessed made me almost second guess. But I can't let her get away from me. Never had I had such beauty at arm's reach, and I never thought that she could be digging me. And I never thought that all the other ones would disappear until now.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
And she had a swagger like I never seen before.
She was from Brooklyn, baby. Baby,
that girl's just sad, and I know.
Tonight I'm gonna find a way to make her mine.
When I made my entrance into the room, I was hoping I'd be
on your mind
for the rest of the evening. At my highest level of expectation,
I didn't think that you'd be overwhelming to me.
Ooh, so I correct, but never before had it seemed so right. And it was your body halo that brought me to you tonight.
Said I need and want everything that you own.
And in trade, when I awake from this stage, you own my soul. Never had I had such beauty in arm's reach, and I never thought that she could be digging me. And I never thought that all the other ones would disappear until now.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
And she had a swagger that I never seen
even
before.
She was from Brooklyn, baby, baby.
That girl's just bad, and I know.
Tonight I'm gonna find a way to make her mine.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us this Friday night cipher. If you are just tuning in, you have missed two hot tracks from my guest Paris Tune. That one right there was Brooklyn, baby. It's kind of funky. I like that, Paris.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Yes,
now, you talked about, before we went to the song, you spoke about writing and how you can't write for hire per se. You write, you know, your feelings or what have you. So you're a real artist. We have a lot of artists out there right now that aren't real artists. are there any people that you would like to work with that you haven't worked with right now that are on the scene?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Prince, for one, he's one of the reasons I got into music. I'd love to work with Prince. I would love to work with Omar. Love to work with Rakim. There's, you know, D'Angelo. You know, there's a lot of people in the industry that I believe are true artists. That I would love to work with. Even musicians, just musicians alone. You know, Roy Hargrove, and you know, the song Brooklyn Baby, for instance. That track, when I was working on it, the person that used to play bass for my very child is Mark Kelly, and he now plays with the Roots. And we were in a, you know, jam session. I come up with the bass line, and he played it. When I was in Arizona, I was like, man, I wish I could get Fred Thomas from James Brown to play, you know, for me on this track, because I really want that feel. And someone said, oh, he's actually in New York. And I called him up, and he came out, and he's actually playing on Brooklyn Baby. And the cool thing about that is the first person that I ever sampled on my first sampling, you know, drum machine or keyboard sample was Fred Thomas from James Brown. And so it's like everything's coming like in full circle. You know, it's like the first thing I ever looped was Fred Thomas's bass line from James Brown, and now he's on my record playing a bass line that I wrote. And it's so like, you know, this album has come full circle for me. So even being able to work with somebody like Fred Thomas, who's probably the most sampled bass player in the world, playing, you know, an original bass line on my record, you know, that was like, you know, a dream come true.
I hear soul, I hear jazz, I hear funk. But I'm telling you, it takes me back to the, I'm going to say the Good Times era. You know, that portrait that JJ painted that had everybody, you know, kind of like decked out, having a good time in the juke joint. You know, the vibe takes you back to that era where everything was just peace and love and, you know, and about building and community. We're missing that sound right there. That's a feel-good sound that I think our culture, you know, kind of came up on.
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely influenced, you know, from times, you know, and you know, those times with the 70s. I mean, even if you watch some of the 70s sitcoms, you know, just the music on the sitcoms are better than a lot of the music that's out today, you know, and so that's one of the reasons why I wrote the song Pop's Barbershop. You know, my dad owned a barbershop, a hair salon, for 35 years. And so it was just that whole vibe, that atmosphere. And, you know, I wanted to give people like myself who are really into live instrumentation and that feel-good music, I wanted to make a record or make music that we're missing, you know. And I'm not saying that there aren't other artists doing it. There are, but there's not enough to where we can turn on the radio and actually, you know, hear that music. And so when you have, you know, pop radio and internet radio, you know, artists like myself are able to actually share to a large demographic the kind of music that we're trying to give back to, that we actually were brought up on. Because I don't know what my kids are going to think is feel-good music when they're older. I have no idea. It's not feel-good.
Yeah, it'll probably be Waka Flocka Flame, brother.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, you know,
it's funny
you say that, because, I mean, I grew up on hip-hop, and, you know, I toured with Bobby Brown and all them, and to be honest with you, you know, my family had, you know, Sade and Luther Vandross and Peebo Bryson to go, you know, take dates on with, you know what I mean? And, you know, today I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Like, who am I going to take a date to go check out some music? You know, it's like there really aren't that many artists, and when you have to wait 6 years for Maxwell or 12 years for D'Angelo, we have some serious issues in the music industry if we got to wait that long for great records or great artists.
No, it's so true. It's so true, because the sound, I mean, when I hear of your sound, I'm telling you that with that intro, when I first heard it earlier today, I was like, oh, what does that remind me of? And it instantly took me back to D'Angelo, who we've been missing for years. You know, who, I mean, you know, the sound is crazy. There's artists like Jill Scott that comes to mind. You know, Estelle, you know, comes to mind. Letticy, you know, Marsha Ambrosia is killing them right now with that type of sound. But we don't have enough of it. I totally agree. We don't have enough of it. We talked about the era of the 70s, and I'm just going to twist it just a little bit because we are absolutely in a political season. You can't turn the television on and not know that something's going on politically. What is your perspective on our political landscape right now in this country they call the United States of America?
You know, I'm half black and half white. I now currently reside in Arizona, which is a Republican state. It's amazing to me how ignorant a lot of people still are when it comes to politics and discrimination within politics. For instance, mm-hmm. I probably hadn't heard the N-word in a long, long time until Obama got into office. And what it actually did, it made me see that it's not that things may have gotten so much better. It's that people now know they can't get away with a lot of the stuff that they used to be able to do. And so for me, when I hear people saying this president is going to be the worst president or is the worst president of all time ever, we're talking about before he even got in office. So there's only one reason in my mind that those things are being said or were said or even still said. So as far as, you know, my views politically, I'm not that cat that's going to say, oh, no, I don't want to speak up because I don't want it to mess up my career or whatever it might be. I write what I feel and I say what I feel. Sometimes, you know, people try to slow me down, you know, because a lot of things I might say might be a little bit politically incorrect. But I believe that we owe it to Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, and a lot of the brothers and sisters that, you know, fought for things that actually meant something, you know, back in the 70s that didn't have the internet, that didn't have, you know, the support that we currently have now, all the finances. I mean, you look at all the brothers and sisters that have some serious, serious bank, and they're not doing anything to politically change anything because they're so worried about their image or their brand or their pockets is pretty much what they're worried about. So for me, you know, I definitely will speak through my music politically, but, you know, being in Arizona, I see a lot of things that a lot of folks have no idea that's even going on concerning how people feel about politics and Obama, and it's based on ignorance. It's not based on any real justification. It's just based on ignorance. And so I definitely, you know, having four children, have gotten more into the political, you know, arena as far as voting and talking to people about, you know, why they feel a certain way, you know, and a lot of it has to do with just total ignorance. It's got really nothing to do with political views. It just has to do with straight up ignorance and being uneducated about culture, at least in my experience now living in Arizona anyway.
Wow. Okay, with that said, we're going to go to our next song. We're going to jump into Jay Styles, Breathe Again. Again, we have Paris Toon online with us tonight. He just dropped a little bit of knowledge about his views on the political scene right now. We will get back to him and speak to him about some of his music and the project he has going on.
Log on to his website. Check him out, www.paristoon.com. Producer, composer, songwriter. More with Paris Toon after this. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Live. That was Jay Styles with "To Breathe Again." This is one of my favorite songs. I really enjoyed it, and I also enjoy hearing the tunes of Paris Tune. It is Paris Tune, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Oh, I've been catching some of the couple songs we played. The last one, "Brooklyn Baby," I really enjoyed it. You have to forgive me. I had a lot going on, but I'm definitely listening, and I really like that sound. I haven't heard it in a while, and I'm very into, a different music, and I am thoroughly impressed. Thoroughly impressed. I really like it a lot.
Thank you very much.
If somebody
You're
wanted to pick
welcome.
It up, how could it be purchased now?
You can book Baptism by Fire is available on iTunes, Amazon.com. I believe it's going to be in some of the Best Buys, depending on the demographics. But you could certainly get it online. Like I said, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, Spotify, all the online stores have it available now. It was released, I believe, January 14th, so it's all available now.
And it's released independently, right? Meaning you pretty much have done this yourself.
Yes, I actually. The physical CD is released by myself, and the digital distribution is now through Island Def Jam. So when you go to iTunes, it's Island Def Jam, and when you if you get the actual physical CD, it is my own label. So it is an independent release. It is not a major record label release. I've just released it digitally through Def Jam.
Right, and I wanted to just acknowledge that because, one, I want to say congratulations. I think that's awesome, first and foremost. How does one, and you mentioned digital release. Folks, game has changed. With bootlegging being at an all-time high and the record business being turned upside down, we found other ways to try to still stay in the game. And it's via the digital market right now, which is really MP3s if you're not up on that. How does one go about getting their original works in a place like iTunes and Amazon.com to take advantage of the digital approach to the game for those who may not know? Would you mind elaborating a little bit, Mr. Toon?
Sure. You can. There are distributors like CD Baby. So if you go to CDBaby.com, also ReverbNation.com that offer digital distribution to iTunes or Amazon. Basically, you know, if you have your songs, you can upload them onto their servers, you know, your CD artwork. Then we'll make them available for a fee and receive a percentage of every download that you get. So it's actually quite easy to get distribution. You just have to basically sign up with the distribution company, pay them a fee to do it for you, and then you're basically in iTunes. So you can certainly there's also companies like Bandcamp.com where you can upload your music and, you know, charge what you want for your songs or give them away. So there's lots of different websites out there, but I'd say if you want to get into iTunes, it would either be CD Baby would probably be the best way to go.
Why should one want to go the digital route? What is the advantage of being a part of the digital world versus still trying to pump your CDs out of your trunk in 2012?
Well, just the fan base that you can build, the demographics. I mean, you know, you take one song, you upload it onto a site that may get 6 million visitors a month. That's a lot more visitors percentage-wise that you can get off of that in your genre than, say, driving around, you know, and selling stuff out of your trunk. You still have to do that. But, you know, as far as building fan base, the overhead is a lot less than having to do a lot of shows. And, you know, there's also, you know, internet radio, blog stations, so you can submit your music right through emails or electronic press kits to DJs. And if they like your stuff, then, you know, you're getting viewed on a station and possibly getting people to go to your website or iTunes to download your material.
I do not want to try to insinuate that you do not have to still pump your CDs. At the end of the day, mixtapes are really what's getting people where they need to be these days. The mixtapes and YouTube and, you know, marketing is marketing. But I'll tell you, if you have not taken steps to become a part of the digital world, and if you aren't in step with e-commerce, you're really not in the game. You are really
not
in the game.
Yeah, you certainly, you know, you're not in the game. You know, luckily, there's so many people online that you can get in the game fairly quickly. If you get your marketing, you know, your online marketing on, you can certainly be successful with that. And, you know, CDs, people still want CDs at shows because they want something that they can touch and they can feel. Some people don't have iPods still or just don't want to have to deal with that. They want the product. But the majority of your buzz and your hype and your success will be online, you know, until you're doing lots of shows and festivals. But it will definitely be online.
Absolutely. Log on to www.paristoon, paristoon.com, paristoon.com. He has a new project. It's called Baptism of Fire. Log on. You can check out which songs are on. Is the whole project on iTunes right now?
Yeah, the whole album's on iTunes. And we have it's actually remixed right now, the whole album in Chicago. They're going to release, remix it and do a house version of Baptism by Fire, and we're doing some P-Funk style remixes right now that will be coming out in the next 3 weeks of some songs. But the whole album is available on iTunes right now.
No doubt. It is 8:44 in Chattanooga, Tennessee, 9:44 in New York City. This joint right here is called The Gift off of the Baptism of Fire, Paris Toon. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
share with me your beginning. Tender like a rare prince beside. Take your time and when you're done, then baby, I'll share with you mine. Breathing in one another's existence, breathing with you makes me feel brand new again. Can't begin to express how much this love is taking me.
Joint that you just heard was The Gift by Parrish Tune, and I absolutely love it. I love every song that we've played so far this evening. Very, very versatile. Not everyone can get away with having different sounds and styles on one project. A lot of people just sound like they're all over the place, but you do really well with the different style approach. Is that something that you actually set out to do, or is it just because you're just a lover of different types of music and it just fell into place that way?
I think I'm just a lover of all different styles of music. I mean, I have a certain, you know, certain styles, genres that I couldn't just throw a track like. I couldn't go and do a classic rock song and really throw it on this record and have it match. But, you know, when it comes to ballads and mid-tempo tracks or up-tempo tracks, I pretty much have a certain sound. You know, that particular song, The Gifts, was my, you know, my dedication to Prince and Clare Fisher, actually, who just passed away, who was the composer for the Clare Fisher Orchestra. And I was inspired by him because of the movie Cherry Moon. So I put those strings in the intro as kind of like a dedication to him on, you know, from Under the Cherry Moon. And, you know, so that I try to pull as many influences as I have into my music. And, you know, so when it comes to ballads, like I said, or, you know, D'Angelo type track, or, you know, Brooklyn Baby. I do try to, you know, be versatile, but still sonically make it so that it fits, you know, your ear. It matches from song to song of what you're, you know, expecting from me.
How frequently are you on parole? How often do you travel? I'm sorry, Toy.
How often do I travel?
Yeah, how frequently?
I travel. Probably travel once every couple months. I'm traveling. The band is in the studio right now, rehearsing. You know, for touring, we're going to be going across the country. But you know, travel is going to change when the weather starts to get better on the East Coast. I'll probably be, you know,
right,
on the road a lot.
Okay, we definitely want to try to hook up and do an event with you, man. I love the sound. I love the band. And, you know, we probably want to have you back soon so that we can get you to hang out with us for the full show. We only do an hour on Fridays, man, but you need full hours, bro. Your sound is definitely on point. And thanks for rocking with us, man.
Thank you very much. And I'll let you know if you, Fairchild drops, I'll get you that, too.
No, absolutely. Toya, it sounded like you had a question. You had a question.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I was actually going with what you were going with as far as traveling. Where can we find you? You know, if we actually want to take a date to hear good music live and see a few of your sets, where, you know, what type of venues do you play, and where can we find your schedule?
You can find our schedule on ParisTune.com. You know, there's also a lot of different event websites out there, but as far as for my dates, Fairchild dates, you can find them on our websites. And we will be playing places like House of Blues, you know, and you know, across the country, as well as some of the R&B soul, you know, clubs around the country that are pretty popular within the different states. So if you're in New York, you know, we would be playing like SOB, you know, the Blue Note. If you're in Boston, we'll be playing, you know, House of Blues. Atlanta, probably like, you know, some of the smaller venues like the Apache Cafe or the Five Spot. And so it just really depends on, you know, how successful this record comes, and then when we start doing the jazz festivals. But we are definitely trying to hit, you know, everybody and as much as we can. But if you go to the website, ParisTune.com, you'll see dates.
No doubt. Before you get out of here, man. Definitely. Before you get out of here, I got to hit you with this. I heard today that Roseanne Barr was seriously considering throwing her name in as president for the Green Party. So I got to ask you, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, President Barack Obama, or Roseanne Barr, my friend, for president 2012?
There's only one president I even heard in that discussion. All the other people, it doesn't even make any sense to me. So, you know, the man who has the job now, rightfully so. So I don't know about all them other clowns. I really don't. I don't even want to say their names. They mean that little to me.
Good man, good man. Hey, Mr. Paris Tune, thanks for hanging out with us, man. Log on, folks, to www.paristune.com. Go to iTunes, download his new project, buy it. It's called Baptism by Fire. Mr. Paris Tune, thank you for hanging out with us inside the Friday Night Cycle, my friend.
Thank you, man. You all have a great night.
You too, sir.
Thank you.
All right,
you
take
too.
Care. All right, bye-bye.
Good night.
Into this joint right here, and then come back. And wrap it up. And we'll end the show with what we started the show with from Paris. That was For You I Will. Well, we're going to get into this joint, and we'll be right back. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher, TMI on the Radio Live.
Now I'm pounding the pavement, just like the wheels on that Greyhound. Double bag full of patience, but the bullshit's starting to weigh me down. Cause of that I barely made it, but the thought almost makes me laugh out loud. Cause I know I gotta make it, standing in the station. Way too crowded in here, and everybody's trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here. Dreams just fade when we all wake up. So I'm sleepwalking, yeah. That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
I'm on my left. Running, running, running. So I can't stop now. These chairs I can't stop now.
before my eyes, and I'm no longer nameless. And everybody thinks I'm next to shine. The minute I began to claim it, spotlight nearly made me blind. So I don't wanna be famous. I found another way. It's way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here. But dreams just fade when we all wake up. So I'm sleepwalking, yeah. That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
I'm on my way.
Thinking I don't wanna be famous. No, that's what I said. I don't wanna be famous. But now I'm gonna be famous.
Shalik Rivers. That joint right there is called Last Mile, 957. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm going to say good night, my friends. Big up to Mr. Paris Toon for hanging out with us. Hey, be safe, TGIF. Back on Monday, where our topic is poverty in America, with our special guest, Winston Warrior. Some smooth sounds of Winston Warrior here, Inside Money Monday, Poverty in America. 9 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Angels, I think it's time to go home.
Thanks again to Paris Toon. Love the music. We definitely need more tracks from him. And just be blessed. Have a safe weekend.
And I just want to say that Toya and Terrence has definitely been a blessing to me. So let's pay it forward and go out there world and be a blessing to others. Good night.
Pay it forward. This joint right here is how we came on with Paris Toon tonight. It's called For You I Will. It's how we're ending tonight inside the cipher. Again, be safe. Don't drink and drive. For you I will.
For you, I will play a melody. For you, I will write a symphony. For you, I will give you everything. Anything that you want, anything that you need, baby girl, is right here, and it's only for you.
Did you forget those late night conversations? Those tears of fear and love. Remember when I was a one and only one? Yeah. The physical pleasure kept us satisfied, but it was our spiritual intimacy that gave us a natural high.
Are you willing to let that go? Is it because I hurt you so?
Maybe I'm sorry, but you know.
Talk radio show. TM Hyman live talk radio show. Live. Talk radio show.
Talk radio show. See him, high and live. See him, high and live. See him, high and live. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. See him, high and live. See him, high and live. See him, high and live. Talk radio show. See him, high and live. See him, high and live.